When you have a tough road, it's good to know someone has walked it before. Today's Dayton Youth Radio producer tells us about some real-life and fictional characters who have helped him on his journey.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. My full name is William Richard Piddle III. Call me Billy for short. I am the third of two other people, and we all look exactly alike. I'm 18 years old and a senior at Centerville High School. I love to sing and do voice impressions of famous people or cartoon characters.
La 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 la, la 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 la, Elmo's World. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, Mr. Noodle. Hello, Dorothy. Elmo loves the Lord.
I don't remember much about my parents' divorce, and to be honest, I try not to. My dad told me my mother left to go home to Texas. I guess it always stuck with me because of how blunt and to the point my dad was. It was also where the pain started. To ease some of that pain, I like to build Lego sets. I also remember sitting behind the couch, talking to a picture of my mom. I was a lonely kid who lacked self-confidence. I watched movies, especially Star Wars, to escape the sadness in my life.
"'Tis I, Air Commander Starscream of the Decepticon Alliance, the true leader, unlike that worm Megatron!"
The first Star Wars film I remember seeing was Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith. I was with my father, and I was only 5 years old. We went to our local Walmart and bought the two-disc special edition DVD. We watched it together while eating some very stale Taco Bell. One of the things I liked about Star Wars was the hero always needs a master or a sage to help and to give them advice on their journey. For me, that person was my counselor, Miss Grisso, from Stingley Elementary. She gave me the advice I needed to hear. She told me things like, my mom made her choice, and now I have one. I can either let my parents' divorce drag me down and not unlock my potential for greatness, or put my foot down and be that driving force that breaks the chain of my pain and to move on with my life. It wasn't until the summer of 2008, the last time I saw my mother, that what Miss Grisso said would lead to my Death Star battle, my Jedi trial, which is when Luke gets inside his X-Wing and flies with the other rebels to launch a final attack on the Death Star. My mom came to visit me from Texas during that summer. It was a great time to see her and to get to make up some of that lost time. The second to last day before she left to go back to Texas, I forgot to brush my teeth. Like a typical 8-year-old, every time she told me to go and brush my teeth, I said, I'll do it later. Finally, she took matters into her own hands and dragged me to the bathroom and brushed my teeth herself. I broke down and began to cry. I wish she and Dad hadn't split, and I didn't want her to go back to Texas. She took me over to the couch, and I let all my feelings out. I looked up and saw my mom crying. I had never seen her cry. She finally understands the pain she has caused me. I felt like I had been reborn anew, like Luke in Star Wars when he takes the killing shot into the Death Star reactor hole. He realizes he is no longer a simple farm boy, but now a hero of the rebellion and a Jedi in training. Now, I make my mission to make people laugh every day. If I can bring a little light into some person's day that is filled with darkness, then I know it's all worth it. For Dayton Youth Radio at Centerville High School, this is Billy Piddle. Statement. Meatbag is the term for humans and other organics. I gotta keep going with that. I probably can't get away with that otherwise, so...
Why? Answer. You are a sack of meat with water in it. Henceforth, you are a meatbag.
That was Luke Skywalker as a teenager, written and produced by Billy Piddle, a senior at Centerville High School. Special thanks to Trisha Rapak. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Busing Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.